This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's approach during ongoing tensions in West Asia has highlighted its strength in building relationships, taking decisive action and managing crises effectively. Addressing a summit organized by a private media group in New Delhi last evening, Prime Minister Modi noted that despite global uncertainty since the 28th of February, India continues to move ahead with confidence and a firm commitment to development.
इस समय युद्ध की परिस्थितियों में भी भारत की नीति और रणनीति देखकर भारत का सामर्थ्य देखकर दुनिया के अनेकों देश हैरान है 28 फरवरी से दुनिया में जो उथल-पुथल मची है इन कठोर विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी भारत प्रगति के विकास के विश्वास के संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister addressed the Lok Sabha on the current situation in West Asia. He said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict. He further said the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday. In a social media post, he said the discussions were focused on the West Asia conflict and its impact on the international economy. The External Affairs Minister also met the envoys of the member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates yesterday. The meeting was also attended by the ambassadors of Bahrain, Oman, Kuwait and Qatar. Early in the day, the External Affairs Minister spoke to his Sri Lankan counterpart, Vijita Herath, and discussed the repercussions of the West Asia conflict. He said India stands committed to neighbourhood first and vision Mahasagar. The scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry Assembly elections will be held today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidates is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on the 4th of May. The Election Commission has published the first supplementary voters list after SIR adjudications in West Bengal last night. The list for each year booth were made available on the EC's website. The supplementary list contains the names of those voters whose cases have been adjudicated by the judicial officers following the Supreme Court directives. Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal said around 29 lakh names have been adjudicated so far. It was not immediately known how many of these names were kept in the first supplementary list and how many were deleted. Earlier in the final voters list published on the 28th of February, around 60 lakh names were marked as under adjudication. The Himachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly passed the Himachal Pradesh Value Added Tax Amendment Bill 2026, enabling the state government to levy a cess of up to 5 rupees per litre on petrol and high-speed diesel, despite strong protests by the opposition and a boycott of the proceedings. The proposed levy, termed as an orphan and widow cess, will be imposed at rates to be notified by the government with an upper ceiling of 5 rupees per litre. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu defended the decision, stating that the government retains flexibility in fixing the rate. Slovenia has become the first European Union country to implement fuel rationing to tackle disruptions from the US-Israel conflict with Iran as energy prices surge across the region. Private drivers are limited to a maximum purchase of 50 litres per day, while businesses and farmers can buy up to 200 litres. The move follows a rise in fuel tourism as drivers from neighbouring countries, especially from Austria, were crossing the border for cheaper regulated fuel prices. The inaugural National Indoor Athletics Championships will begin at Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar today, marking a new chapter for track and field in the country. The two-day meet has drawn 278 entries, including 97 women, and will feature competition in both senior and under-20 categories. The first medal event of the championships will be the men's 3,000 meters on the opening day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.